I've only primarily referred to that one case. It was Financial Management Advisors, which was a 2007 decision of the Ninth Circuit, a panel on which Judge Rawlinson had the honor of sitting in the unanimous majority. The issue here is how to interpret an admittedly ambiguous statement of the policy. I say admittedly ambiguous because even the insurer does not contend that we should read it unambiguously. The following provision we're here discussing.
It's been interpreted by, excuse me just a minute, it's been interpreted by courts, as by state courts.
But now this provision has never been interpreted by any court in the United States that I can find on this.
But the term related has.
But the word related doesn't appear in this language, except as a dependent clause for one of six or seven springing things. It's not the word related, it's not relevant to this case, Your Honor.
It's not.
I got only point where I read the issue to you.
Oh, okay.
The word related, appears as a dependent clause modified one of six convictions. So we're not talking about anything that's actually been interpreted. We're working by analogy, Your Honor, to Bay Cities, which has been handled by the state court. And then Financial Management Advisors, in which the Ninth Circuit reversed Judge Lou White on Bay Cities and said he misunderstood Bay Cities. In the same way that we believe the Honorable Judge here misunderstood Bay Cities, we think the Ninth Circuit precedent is clear in our favor. Let me turn that to your course here. You know, Your Honor, what I'll refer to what was done below from time to time. This is a de novo decision, not any other word. The provision here, Your Honors, is uncontroverted fact number five, taken right from the policy. And let me read it to you, please. It's two sentences long, but it's important. Wrongful act means any negligent act, error, or omission committed by or on behalf of the insurer. A series of negligent acts, errors, or omissions that has as a common connection, tie, or link any, and I said the word any, fact, circumstance, situation, event, transaction, cause or series of related facts, circumstances, situations, events, transactions, or causes will be considered a single wrongful act. That language was not in any cities and was not in any other case before any court. But by an analogy, you'll see that the word related does appear, it appears as any. As one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 possible things that the same facts could be the same. Any facts, any circumstances, any situations, any events, and then we come to any related facts. That the word related is not actually relevant here, it's used by the courts. So that's the breadth of the clause. If you took that clause literally, one fact will always be the same. Impress will be the insurer. Impress will always be the insurer. In any claim that ever submits his entire 50-year history with the insurance company, or has a 50-year history. Am I being pedantic by pointing to that? No, because both of these cities.
To be honest, I don't really know what you're talking about. We have a definition of wrongful acts. As I understand it, the question in this case is whether these series
sentence. So let me refer you to that undisputed fact number six, Your Honors, which is the additional undisputed fact. That is undisputed. If you look at fact number five, they did not dispute our fact, which points out these were three separate crane projects on different machines, by different personnel, using a different printing process, and different procedures on different days. For other Your Honors, undisputed fact number nine, which is undisputed, indicates only 40% of the pool box can be done, 88% of the silver box can be done, and 100% of the trades will be done. And if you look at the Ninth Circuit's reversal of Judge Little, what they said was the following in Financial Medical Advisors. And this is on the last page. It was significant to the Bay City's court that the attorney's two acts of malpractice caused a single injury, and that either act would have caused the same injury. That was the holding of the Ninth Circuit 12 years ago. The Bay City's doesn't apply where a different injury occurred. Here, there's a different injury with silver boxes, only 70% of that. A different injury with gold boxes, only 40% of that. A different injury with the tray, 100% of that. Different machines,
As far as the company that ordered the material is concerned, they needed all three of these things in order to package their shampoo and go to their trade show. So if one of them hadn't been any good, they'd still have the same problem.
No, because if only 4% of silver boxes were bad, then the injury was only the 4% injury. It was 96% of the silver boxes.
Right, but they couldn't use the insert, so they couldn't have packaged their shampoo.
Your Honor, when you're looking at this in any part of the policy language, nothing in the course is written. You are now arguing prior to that, Your Honor, because of course you're right, and you're making a decision of what is the law now. The prior Ninth Circuit said that the question is not the result. The question is whether the same injury would have resulted.
But time out, though. So let me see if we can get at this in a different way. I mean, you're unsurprisingly focusing on the differences, but the policy asks about the related facts. So there are some things that are related here, right? As Judge Berzon points out, they're all for the same client. They're all for the same trade show. They're for the same overall packaging. And that much is, those things are the same for all what you call three different losses, aren't they?
Three different things, three different days, Your Honor, yes. And the Ninth Circuit.
Isn't it correct that the things that you refer to as different losses, they all involved one packaging for a single trade show, and the packaging was all part of a single whole. There were parts to it, there were inserts and things like that. It was all part of a single whole. Isn't that right?
No.
It's not right. What's not right about it? I didn't ask about purchase orders. I asked about how they were being used. Didn't they relate to a single trade show and all the same set of packaging that was going to be used for the shampoo product for the trade show?
I don't believe so from the record.
But why isn't that enough? Why aren't those related facts within the meaning of the policy? I mean, there's nothing that says it has to be six related facts or eight related facts or ten related facts. It just says related facts.
Right, it says one is enough.
Yeah.
And my point is, one is that the impress was the insured. And that's not being advantage guard, because in the Ninth Circuit case, they said a similarity was the same attorney.
I get that if you had losses that, you know, one of them happened in 2014 and one of them happened in 2017 and they were for the same customer, you know, that probably wouldn't be enough, but that's not what we're talking about here. So it would be helpful if you could just, again, focus on what we are talking about here rather than on these hypotheticals that really don't have much to do with it.
Sure, let me focus on the Ninth Circuit's language. The Ninth Circuit's language was, when the same thing had happened, with the exact same thing that happened with any of the three members of this customer, this is not going to be the customer on. So they're trading with their own. But this insurance cover impresses cost. of redoing work. That is what this insurance was for, and they're not disputing that. So the injury doesn't matter, or what the customer could have been doing to the differential. Irrelevant. It doesn't matter if the customer was or wasn't happy. Irrelevant. The question is, would the claim amount have been the same if they only messed up the silver boxes? No.
No, all right, but would it have been the same if they only mixed up the inserts? Yes.
No, the inserts are only part of the cost. They didn't keep the boxes whole.
Well, I know they're only part of the cost, but in terms of the client, they didn't have any packaging they could use for their shampoo.
But there's no coverage for the client as box owner.
Well, I understand that, but in terms of what the injury was to... What you're covering is the client's, the cost to the printing company of reimbursing the client. So the client's injury does matter because that's what you're covering.
No, it does not reimburse the client.
It reimburses the company for the cost of reimbursing the client.
No, they don't reimburse the client. They deliver the client the boxes the client wants.
Well, okay, the cost of redoing what the client ordered, right?
Yes, it's very rare. You can't find any other insurance I know that aren't cover your cost.
All right, since you're extremely focused on the financial management case, what it says is that it was significant that the attorney's 2X of malpractice caused a single injury and that either act would have caused the same injury. And again, it seems to me here that all of errors ended up causing a single problem, which is these boxes weren't available.
No, there was no compensation for anyone for the boxes not being available. 96% of the silver boxes were available. They had to reprint 4%. That was up on one day on one machine. The fact that the only assigned driver they had a claim for $20,000, they also had a problem with a different machine on a different day. With a different approval, either it's a different machine, different day, different approval, with the little boxes. That caused about 96,000 damage. They had another claim for a different machine on a different day, on different things. The package inserts.
Can I ask
that
a question? I have a question because I don't have it in front of me. There were two invoices, right? Or two.
First.
What were they for? Were they for? Different numbers of the three objects, or were they for different objects? What was different about them?
Different delivery dates, right?
But what were they for? In other words, what was for the boxes and what was for the inserts?
Yes. On different days, not on different machines, but at different times. Only messed up one of them, different costs. The same injury, Your Honor, the same injury would not occur.
The invoice in the record, where is the invoice in the record? Can you tell me that?
Our brief for this story is, I apologize, Your Honor, I don't have that in my notes, but I'm handed 2ER225.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. You have that out of time, so if you want to reserve a minute.
I'll reserve my 1 minute, Your Honor. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yes, sir.
You're muted.
We can't hear you.
May it please the court, Mark Peterson for Travelers Property Casualty Company of America. The court's questions have made it clear to me that the court sees that the focus on breaking this loss into subparts is sophistry. Policy does not ask us if the loss should be broken into subparts. The policy asks us whether there are commonalities, and the questions indicate that the court is already got.
Can I ask you, as I asked your opponent, where the purchase order is? What he referred me to is not the purchase order. It is the declaration describing the purchase order. It was just not described what was in each of the purchase orders. Is the purchase orders themselves somewhere in the record?
Your Honor, I don't recall that, and I don't have it at my fingertips. What I do recall is it was not a clear division between the boxes and the inserts, is my recollection. The
what they said the second time is different than what they said the first time, then we have to look at the second one, even though your brief keeps repeating the coding error thing.
Okay, so they said it on their motion for summary judgment, but they didn't put on evidence. Paragraph 19 of Chick-fil-A Bar 26 declaration declares that they told him that, and in response, they didn't provide a declaration by Ms. Chusunian or Mr. Cohn who said it, saying, I didn't say that. They argued they didn't say that, but they didn't prove that they didn't say that. They didn't put on evidence.
I thought you were saying they didn't put on any evidence on it. There were actually three errors.
They
put on evidence that they said there was three errors. They put on evidence that there were three errors.
They put on evidence that they characterized it as three errors. Judge Fitzgerald noted that it simply doesn't matter. In his order, he says, in effect, it may be those three things. Remember, they argue that it's three claims because of the color of the box, the color of the box in the insert, and then they argue that it's three claims because there's a foiling issue, a color issue, and a coding issue. And Judge Fitzgerald says, be that as it may, it just doesn't matter. So, in terms of Judge Fitzgerald's language.
So, can you just say what the key similarities are, the related facts or whatever they are, that make this one loss?
Of course, remember that we're not talking about that the one loss is a shorthand that we're all using. The policy asks you to figure out whether it's a wrongful act.
Okay, so let me rephrase the question. What are the similarities or related facts that make this one wrongful act?
So you have one customer, GNS Global, that orders one set of packaging, one customer, one set of packaging for one product, shampoo, for one trade show, to be delivered over the course of 4 weeks. All of those things, each of those things is a commonality.
So if it was just the same customer, you're saying it would be enough, since you just said each of those things is a commonality.
You know, Judge Cannelli, I think that the more attenuated it gets, the harder it is to reach that conclusion. And Mr. Brower has set out a parade of horribles of things separated by years, and it's both the same insured and the like. In some of those cases, certainly, the carrier would be in a difficult position to apply that language under those facts. But Bay Cities and the Supreme Court tells us that ambiguity, where it exists, is context-specific. You don't imagine a situation in which the language would be ambiguous. You put your facts in front of you onto the language, and you say, is this clear? Here it is very clear under these facts. You have such a collection of commonalities. So the carrier has written this policy so that these cases, these kind of cases in which one can try to fracture it, you have clear guidance. And you don't have clear guidance when something is 3 years apart or what have you. You have to struggle with it, and that sometimes lands in the lap of this court.
Or a question about the purchase orders. I know that nobody seems to know where they are on the record, but do you know what was in purchase order one and what was in purchase order two?
My recollection, Judge Kennelly, is that there was not a clean break between one and the other. I think it was
meaning what? There were for different numbers of all three related objects or one?
Well, I'm just not sure, but I do.
Oh, that would sure be nice to know.
Yeah.
All right, but it does seem that Mr. Brower has a point about the fact that if you took this wrongful act definition literally, it would destroy most or much of. It's not destroying. What it's doing is making a limit, right? What it's saying is there's one wrongful act. not the language. It's not about the number of losses. It's about the number of negligent acts, errors, or omissions.
A series of negligent acts, errors, or omissions.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Yeah, although I was focusing my questioning on the loss to the customer, that is not what this language talks about.
You're looking at common connections, ties, or links.
I understand that, but we're talking about as to acts, errors, or omissions, not losses.
Right, that's right. But if any fact in the omission, any circumstance, any situation, any event, any transaction, this is one transaction, any clause, any series of related facts, all of those things get you capped out at one policy. That's it. This claim was paid. It was paid 100% within 30 days of demonstrating the loss. Remember the Bay City's language that says we need not, however, belabor the question of whether related is ambiguous in the abstract or in some hypothetical circumstance. That is not the question in this Bay City's. The proper question is whether the word is ambiguous in the context of this policy and the circumstances of this case. And it's just, this is an overwhelming set of commonalities, an overwhelming set of things that are related to each other. I mean, you could fracture this into more than a million pieces if you say every box and every insert is a different, caused by a different wrongful act. Because for a flash second, the machine was just working on this one box for one insert.
But that is what he's saying. He's saying that they were different objects, but they were different acts, different things went wrong. Different times by different people.
And
that is the focus. That is the focus of the exclusion. It is on the acts,
remember,
on the objects, and not on the injuries.
We're not dealing with an exclusion. We're dealing with a definition, right?
The definition. The definition. All right. The definition. Sorry.
Which decides how much coverage there is. Ms. Kennelly, did you have a question?
Try page 517
of the record.
Yeah. I don't have it up here, but might be where the POs are. Might help answer some of these questions if that's right.
But we provided an undisputed additional, undisputed fact number six, and that was not disputed by travelers. It was from three different days, three different chains, three different processes, three different crews, three different hours. That is undisputed, and there was a declaration of the president of our client as evidence for that undisputed fact, and that's the record. The only other comment I'll make, if I'm short time, Your Honors, is I would please ask that as you consider this case, you look at financial management advisors, the paragraph that begins, Aislinn contends that the Sprint has done claims that are logically related under the teaching of eight cities. That is the one that says the critical factor.
But the opinion doesn't say what the limits of this are. It says this one's not like Bay Cities, but it doesn't say if something's in the middle, whether or not that. It doesn't say that Bay Cities is the limit of what the logical relationship means. It doesn't say that's the end of the story. So it's not terribly
helpful. It is for Bay Cities, but said that what mattered was if you have 1 acre or more than one. And because we had different dollar amounts on different claims, this is not like a